Thank you very much. Good evening. What a lovely bunch. Why would I be nervous? How could an actor possibly be nervous? Can I have a little more volume? In front of such a lovely group of people. Thank you. Thank you very much. I woke up this morning and I was shaking. And I thought, as I've taught so many kids and actors' voice and stuff, change, it's only energy, you know, change it around, change it to excitement. So I did, and it worked. And I thought, maybe I should have one of those cards like people do to read from, you know, but I wouldn't be able to read it anyway. And then so I ended up with this, which I probably won't refer to at all. But you would think that an actor would have no trouble doing something like this, speaking from the heart. But the thing is, we're always used to playing characters, learning lines, wearing a costume. So to actually stand and speak from the heart about something which could be really scary is a challenge. And also, when you've just got a new set of partial dentures and you feel like you've got an inorganic rubbish collection in your mouth, especially when it inadvertently and spontaneously whistles. It's terrible. I'd be talking to somebody and, you know, I'd whistle. So please forgive me if I whistle at you. Yeah, Jess, forgive me if I whistle. Imagination. I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be standing here talking about what I'm going to talk about. But before I do that, I just, you know, believe in spontaneity as well. And I played Cooch in Foot Rot Flats at the Mercury Theatre many years ago and with a director. And it was the first time that I ever trusted stillness. Don't do anything. Don't sing the songs. Tell the story. See the bird and the tree. But we have mountains. We have fjords. We have rivers, we have streams, we have glaciers that sweep down to the seas. We have native birds whose beauty is beyond your wildest dreams, and some very noble stands of native trees. We have a place which we must share with all the creatures living here. We have an odd sense of our worth when we play God on Mother Earth. That's Cooch's song from Foot Rot Flats. You can applause. So I've just come back to live on Waiheke after being away for 3 years, 13 years before that, and coming home has been really good. And as I said before, in my wildest imagination, I never believed that I would have a mental breakdown. One day, I felt a bit depressed. You know, you get a bit down. Next day you're a bit down. That's okay. You're an actor. You know, you get out on stage and, you're all right. You've got your costume on and your character. But then it lasts a week. And then the darkness lasts for 2 weeks. And then your friends start wondering what's going on. And I can remember walking in the park with a very close friend who took me by my slender wrists and said, Grant, I think you're depressed. And I was. And I was also very anxious. So I went to the doctor and he gave me the stuff, which was had a terrible effect. And I had to do a four-city tour with Helen Medlin, singing really difficult songs. But another friend of mine came over to each performance, like we did a couple in Auckland, stood behind me on the stage, and when they introduced me, pushed. Ha ha! You know, you're out there. But then I had to realize that something needed to be done, right? And so I spent 8 weeks in a psychiatric ward, and it was a very strange place, very strange place. I mean, there were people there that were seriously ill, Not me, I wasn't seriously ill, I was just kind of reasonably mental. More medication, some counseling, not allowed out for 3 days. Then after a while, somebody could go with you, and then you could go on your own. But you know what? It was like seeing it was a beautiful day, but not being able to feel it. Knowing that your friends loved you, but not being able to feel it. Getting up in the morning and feeling the same again and again, into the valley of shadows, into the darkness, again and again, day after day after day. And people would say, you'll get through this, but you can't see it because you're in it. And they would say, oh, the hospital staff, incredible. Look, incredible. We've seen marvelous things happen here. People have come in here far worse than you. And they've left transformed, but you can't see it. And my friend John used to come and pick me up in the morning when I came home and just take me to the beach or take me somewhere. And he wouldn't speak. I wouldn't speak. I didn't laugh or sing for a year. I tried, but I had no voice. But it's coming back. And I don't know what it was that changed it, that suddenly things... I mean, I think the spiritual is not acknowledged enough. And look, live your truth. I will live my truth. I don't really care whether you believe what I'm saying or not, you know, because I'm just... It's my truth. And that's the most important thing, that I would encourage you to live your truth as well. And don't let anybody tell you what the truth is. But... I know I've lost my train of thought. What was I saying? What? Yeah. I felt like there was something getting at me. And to cut a long story short, there was an astral attachment or a psychic feeder that attached itself, incomplete consciousnesses from the astral plane, that if you're a little bit weak, if you have some addiction problems, and they will hold you in those addiction problems until I went to a wonderful man who was recommended with another friend, and he was able to see energies, you know? In fact, the Maori Tangata Whenua, we used to call on him to help people pass over. And he came and sat with me while Nigel Collis did this work, and he said, I saw them pulling the blackness out. And it was very different after that. It was the first time that I thought, I feel a bit better. You know, and then I got better, and then I got more better, and then much, much, much more betterer. Started to laugh and started to sing. But a couple of things. It was about ownership, too. It was about owning decisions and choices that I'd made. You know? Not giving in to the institution, but actually owning it and taking a bit of tough love from my friend who said, Grant, when are you going to start parenting yourself? And I went, God, I've got all these people around me, and they're like cousins who, parents, grew up, alcoholic parents, beat the shit out of each other, ran away in the middle of home, you know, like where were my parents anyway? But I've forgiven them. They're doing their best, you know. So I would say to you in closing, live your truth. If you think you have to have a wine at 5 or 6 every night, don't bullshit yourself that you're not an alcoholic or whatever. But I mean, just live your truth, you know, and support people. If you're having some problems, if you're feeling down over and over and over and over again, ask for help. There are so many people out there. And Jennifer said to me, oh, mention, by the way, if you know people who are supporting people with a mental illness or challenges, support them. They need your support. Oh, wasn't so bad after all. And I never looked at my notes once. What a bloody waste of time. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Thank you.